With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Mediators have announced that Israel and terror group Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal, pausing a devastating 15-month war in the Gaza Strip that began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, 2023.
The deal comes after weeks of painstaking negotiations in the Qatari capital. It promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of displaced people in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes. It would also flood badly needed humanitarian aid. The agreement is expected to go into effect in the coming days. I'm Haya Panjwani.
After it's voted on. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. officials say the recovery of tens of millions of dollars in Social Security payments to dead people is just the tip of the iceberg. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The U.S. government says so far it has recovered more than $31 million in Social Security payments that were erroneously given to dead people. The money was reclaimed as part of a pilot program after Congress gave the Treasury Department access to the Social Security Administration's full master file of dead people going back to 1899. The Treasury Department projects it'll recover more than $215 million during the three-year period it has access to the federal database, which ends at the end of 2026. Donna Warder, Washington.
The death toll from the Los Angeles area wildfires has risen to at least 25. This after an additional death was linked to the Palisades fire, which started just over a week ago. Search teams have been combing through thousands of acres, trying to assess the damage in areas where the fires have calmed down. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit has been filed to challenge a new Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities. The plaintiffs say that the statute places restrictions on educators' speech and classroom lessons. The Alabama measure, which took effect last fall, is part of a wave of proposals from Republican lawmakers across the country, taking aim at programs promoting the queer trans lifestyle. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is lifting Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terror. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The move by the outgoing administration to ease sanctions is part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. According to senior officials, many dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the United States to be unjustly detained would be released at noon next Monday, Inauguration Day. Back in 2017, then-President Trump toughened the U.S. posture toward Cuba, and Joe Biden's decision could be reversed as early as next week with Donald Trump back in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration canceling $4.5 billion worth of student loan debt. The Department of Education released a statement saying 261,000 people who attended mostly online school Ashford University between March of 2009 and April of 2020 will have their loans forgiven. More at SRNnews.com.